Okay, so I was just looking over some of your background, and you know, pretty impressive for 2 years now of being on your own as an online entrepreneur. In the last 2 years, you said, yeah, I'm just looking at your profile here, you said that you quit your accounting job back in September, 2 years ago or so?
Yep, September of 2013, I quit my job as an accountant.
So were you already engaging in some kind of online businesses that gave you that motivation to quit?
Yeah, so I had, I was selling on Amazon, some already. I had been doing it quite a bit with textbooks in college, and then I was doing it part-time on the side before I quit my job. And then I just saw a lot of potential with it. I wasn't making nearly enough to live off of at the time I quit, but I just saw a lot of potential and felt that I would really regret it if I didn't take the leap and just kind of see if I really could make a go of it. I mean, I was, at the time I quit, I was 24 and single, so it's not a lot of risk besides myself, so I felt it was just a good opportunity. But yeah, I did have a little experience before that, mainly with textbooks.
Okay, yeah, and I see the textbooks for you site. I'm guessing that's where you were selling textbooks.
It was. We actually did just shut down that site earlier this year because of too many other projects going on. But, yeah, at the time I quit, that was one of the main things that was providing a little bit of income, too.
So, and then you took the leap into, I guess it was retail arbitrage. It was also online and wholesaling, or was it one or more? Or
sure. So right away, when I first quit, I was mainly buying from retail stores for retail arbitrage, and then online stores, which would be the online arbitrage. And then over the past few years, I've kind of expanded into other sourcing methods too. So now I do some wholesale, some liquidation or closeout buys, and then a little bit of like private label where you brand your own. You import your own products and then brand them too. So initially it was just the retail and online when I first quit, but since then it's expanded a bit.
When you started your blog, the online selling experiment, were you only reporting the RA and OA results at that point?
Well, technically yes, but that was only because that was the only results there were to share. So the income reports I do there encompass all of the business models that I do. But essentially, yes, right away it was just the RA and OA. And then over time, as I've added new things, it all shows up in the income reports too.
Okay. And are you talking about the income reports that you now need the membership to access, or were they still publicly available?
So none of the income reports are completely publicly available. All of the ones May of 2015, it's either May or June when I stopped putting them completely public. So the ones that I did previously are all still out there publicly available. And then the ones going forward are only available to people who either pay for them, or if they purchase my ebook, they get access. If they do coaching with me, they get access. And then I have one other small group that if people are a part of, they get access to. So my goal there was to kind of just limit. I wanted people within the Amazon world who are actually doing this and who can get motivation from them to have, let them get an easy way to get access to them. There were a couple of key groups of people that I didn't want to have access to. You may have seen the post on that, but I can get into that a little more if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, I do plan on asking about that in a minute. I'm just trying to follow along the timeline here that when you were still, I think up to May or June of this past year, posting publicly.
It's all together.
So you were already in wholesale by then, and private label possibly.
Yeah, private label, I think my first sale was right around June. So there were expenses. There were expenses showing up on the income report prior to that, and I kind of talked about that in the post too. But there wasn't a lot of sales to show for it. It was a 2 to 3 month process to get the product from China to here. We shipped it by sea, so it took about 2 months to even get the product from after we placed the order. So some of the expenses show up, but the actual sales don't really show up yet.
Yeah, it's definitely a longer process from my understanding of it. So going into why have publicly posted reports and then suddenly go private, so to speak? I mean, you can still access, but you have to do something active.
It was a tough decision to make. But the reason I was putting it out there at the beginning to start with was basically to provide motivation to people just getting started and then hopefully show people, especially like younger high school and college age people, another path besides going just the typical go to high school, go to college, get a normal job in air quotes, and show them just another possibility besides that. And the numbers were getting to the point where I felt that I'd sort of proven that was a possibility for people, and those reports are still out there for anybody who wants to see them, so that's all documented. I feel like that kind of accomplished that piece of it, but then it's kind of having them completely publicly available. There were kind of three key groups of people that I didn't want to have access to them, and those were family and friends, as the numbers were growing fairly large to a numbers where a lot of people can't really relate to them as much. So there were just some interesting encounters with some friends and family making comments about the income reports or the amount of money, and I didn't want that to continue.
Was there some issue of just jealousy, or was there something else going on?
One of the income reports, for example, was $50,000 in profit for December. That's just not a number a lot of people can relate to. I mean, that's the average salary, or like the average median income in the U.S. for households. So,
it is revenue technically. It's not technically all profit.
It actually was. It was $220,000 in sales in that month. Yeah, it actually was profit. But the profit numbers were just getting to the point where it's just a little uncomfortable having that out there. And like kind of on what we just touched on, a lot of the people that see the post don't necessarily understand the intricacies of like revenue versus profit. So they'll just see like the sales screenshot, which shows $220,000 or something like that, and then not actually understand all of the expenses and things that come out of there. And then they don't understand like the cash flow versus the profit too. Basically, they just don't fully understand the risk and all of the increased fees there. But so the families and friends was just one group, and that was more due to comfort level. But then there were a couple others, one of which is I have people working for me now in the business, and some of them actually do purchase inventory to resell, and some of them do like shipping things too. So it's not necessarily good for like company culture for them to be knowing exactly what amounts you're making, especially when they're buying the inventory. And again, they don't fully understand like the risk and some of the other expenses. They just see, oh, I'm probably buying this item for $10. They're going to sell it for $30, or like they being me. And then I only get paid like $2 or something on the item. We have different, essentially, I want to be in control of the way that information is distributed to them. And I do share that with a lot of the people, but not everyone on my team. I want to know all of the specifics of how the business is doing. And I need to be in control of that versus having it publicly available. And then the third group is like people I buy inventory from. So some of that is like retail stores, and then some of it is like wholesale and liquidation suppliers. And when they're able to see your exact margins, that's an interesting dynamic. Kind of what it ultimately boils down to is my actual business of selling on Amazon makes a lot more money than the website. And basically the Amazon business, or the actual operating the business, was making a lot more money and was a lot better than the actual blog, so it kind of made sense to pull those into a little bit more of a private setting to where people selling on Amazon can continue to access them, because I still do want people to be able to access them, learn from what I do, and get motivation from them, but I really don't want I don't want family and friends knowing, I don't want employees knowing, and I don't want like store managers and people I buy inventory from to necessarily know. Like some of those people, again, completely okay knowing, but everybody, literally anyone with access to the internet, know exactly how it works. That's kind of a tough dynamic for the actual operating of the Amazon business. That's kind of why I pulled it back.
Thank you.
I
mean, it's completely understandable. I've tried posting my earnings, and I ran into the same issue of privacy, and I just didn't want to broadcast what everyone had paid me or It just, it was a privacy issue for the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
But you touched on the blog and the fact that you started the blog to kind of report what you were doing in your businesses. It was a starting point. It was a motivator for people. Do you still intend to keep up the blog report?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. They just won't be the monthly results. My goal is to post at least twice a month on various things. I've actually got a post that should be going live. Yeah, it's definitely decreased over the past couple months, and that's kind of due to time spent on the actual Amazon business. That's just been a lot better return on time lately. So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but yeah, the plan is to fully keep posting on the blog. Probably not quite as often as I was when I first started, but right around two times a month is going to be the plan.
Okay. Another question I wanted to ask, it's just because in that little read it thread, it was brought up that you technically had a negative month in June. You know, and given your earnings report that you posted, it's not that you didn't have a lot of revenue, but you made a huge inventory purchase of over $100K.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge amount of inventory to buy for just about anybody. Can you comment a little bit about that? Can you just say a little bit about what happened there and why did you make such a big purchase?
We had a couple really good opportunities come up with some of our suppliers where we were able to get quite a bit of product at a very appealing price to us, and we just felt that it was worth the risk to go a little bit negative in cash flow for that month, just based on the opportunity, knowing that we'd be able to kind of sell through it and that would the cash flow would recover in future months. So, I mean, when people say it was negative, I mean, the cash flow was negative. The profit for the month was still positive. It kind of just comes down to the basis of accounting that you're looking at with it. But the reason cash flow was negative is there were just a lot of multiples of our suppliers had some really good opportunities for purchasing products at numbers that we were really comfortable with being able to sell them at. So we just took advantage.
And do you still, I mean, looking back now, it's a couple months, 5 months later now since that purchase. Are you happy with the purchase?
Yeah, it's been going quite well with those purchases.
I just want to go into the course that you're offering, the online course that you've started offering now. And I had a couple of questions of my own. You mentioned how, for example, your online selling experiment site, the blog is not as profitable as, let's say, your business. So why start this online community?
So this would be the five-star seller.
Yeah.
So the goal there, I mean, ultimately this was born. Lots of people were, I received multiple emails over the course of a month with basically the exact same question. It was a higher level seller, somebody doing over $100,000 per year in sales, and they were just looking for a place to be able to kind of network without some of the noise of like newer sellers asking very beginner level questions. So basically, multiple people have said that, and then I know quite a few sellers that are doing a good amount of money that would be a fit for this type of group. So basically the market displayed a need, and then I knew I had some connections to people that I thought would be a good fit for the group. That was the motivation. The ability to network with the other higher level sellers was another large motivation, being able to kind of create a larger level, I wouldn't say, mastermind really, but I mean it kind of is in a sense, but it's too large of a group to really consider that. But just the ability to have access to and be able to network with people that are doing this business at a similar level to me or at even a higher level is really valuable to my business. I mean, and then there's the obvious that it's another revenue stream too.
Okay.
It's definitely something.
And touching on the revenue stream, I mean, you started with $12 a month. I see now it's up to $39 per month. I take it it's just going to keep ramping up with time, like it's going to be more and more money to pay.
39 is the price we plan to hold at. We did the $12 a month price. That was only available specifically to our subscribers or people like that had subscribed to my blog in the past, sort of as a incentive and a thank you for being a part of that. It did get shared on Reddit, so it's likely that they got exposure beyond just my subscribers. So we only offered that price for a little bit. Then we did a $24 a month intro price if anybody else in the first week. And $39 now is where we're going to plan on keeping the price indefinitely. If it's possible in the future, it could go up again, but $39 is where we plan to keep it for the foreseeable future. And then just one last point there about having the price low is initially was we wanted to make sure we could get enough people in the group to have enough active participation so that it's not like 10 people in the group and there's nobody there to actually participate. We wanted to make sure that we could get a good base of people that are these high caliber individuals that we're looking for and at a good price to kind of make sure that we get enough because we get value from the group too, just being able to network with these people. And it's a place we can go to ask questions with our businesses if we need it to. That's a little bit of the reasoning there.
All right, thank you. And you're running this with Chris right now, and you two are the owners, moderators of the group, I take it?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, do you plan to, well, obviously it's kind of hard to foresee, but do you plan to have other moderators eventually as the group grows, or are you just going to keep it to the both of you?
It's a little hard to say now, but it's very possible that we would add more in the future if the group grows to a certain size and it's more of a time commitment. For the foreseeable future, we envision it just being the two of us. But if it really grows into something large beyond what we can handle or if it makes sense to bring in somebody else, we definitely would.
On another note, I read over the course. I offered the benefits that it's offering. I've read up through all that. What I wanted to challenge you with was a question that I would, let's say, as a consumer ask, how is what you're offering different and or better than, let's say, a competitor's product, like, let's say, Proven Amazon course?
Sure. So us versus the Proven Amazon course is, like, the Proven Amazon course would be more for someone just getting started selling on Amazon. Our group is exclusively for people that are already succeeding on Amazon and want to go to a higher level. We believe there's not a lot of information products or really groups available that kind of fill that void in the market. So what we have to offer is once you're already beginning and doing well and want to go further, we can help you get kind of to that next level. Once you're at like our baseline is $100,000 in sales per year or 10,000 for 3 months in a row. So once you've already kind of experienced that initial success, we can really help with the operational aspects and putting some of those business systems in place to get you to higher levels. And then you'll have access to like the Facebook group and be able to ask questions. You'll have access to the webinars and ask questions. So it's more of a hands-on support versus like just a course or like an information product where you get access to the PDFs or the videos and then you don't actually get to talk to anybody. So it's kind of more community focused and then more personalized support if needed. But it's, again, it's kind of like the group focus is a lot of it because we're not going to be jumping on one-on-one phone calls with people with this. But we will do like the monthly webinars. So at least once a month, you'll have access to like personally ask us questions. And then the Facebook group will exist all the time. And I mean, we'll answer emails and all of that too. So it's basically hands-on support and being able to network with higher level people without the need to, filter through, information in some of the free groups where there's lots of people asking like, what type of tank should I use or how do I get started selling on Amazon? We're kind of the filter to be able to let people come to one place and then it just is a much more efficient way for them to get the information they need is kind of what I would say.
Okay, thank you. And regarding the foci of the group, is it going to be divided between retail arbitrage, online, wholesale, private label, or is there going to be some kind of preference for a certain type of model?
Yeah, the goal is to cover all of those models, because both Chris and I have experience with all of them, and then members of the group do as well. Right now it's more retail arbitrage heavy focus.
Okay.
But we do plan to get into all of those business models. And then we'll have, basically it'll be a membership site that we're working on right now. It's going to be live within a week or so. And then that's going to have a forum where we kind of store all the information in categories. So the sourcing methods, so like retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, wholesale, all of that will be accessible within like a sorted forum set up. So basically we'll have all the information isolated by category for people to go into as well.
Great. Well, thanks again, Ryan. And it's been great talking to you today.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.